Here's the deal with this guy. We don't even know his name.
And
his,
nobody knows his name.
Right.
His fake name is J.P. Flynn.
J.P. Flynn. Fresh off his boxing match.
His name is J.P. Now, I originally read about this guy in Sporting News. They had a little blurb in one of those caught-on-the-fly things where it said there's a guy who wants to propose to his girlfriend and wants to have a client buy him a commercial for the Super Bowl. And it said he had a website, and I went to the website. And at the time that I read this a couple of weeks ago, he had actually gotten maybe $100,000 that people had donated towards this commercial.
It's a pretty amazing thing. He wants to propose to his girlfriend on national television during the Super Bowl. He's trying to raise money to get the, get this spot aired.
So let me bring you up to speed on this. The last I had read, the guy got $100,000, not right. enough for a commercial, gave the money to charity, and gave up on the idea. As it turns out, someone came up with this. His website is MySuperProposal.com.
And he's got a sponsor.
Here now is the mystery man. Hello, JP.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Howdy, Fred. Now, you really found a real client who's going to pay for your engagement, right?
There's two people right now who are kind of bidding against each other to try and get the the spot.
Haven't 2 weeks away from the Super Bowl, you haven't settled, a week and a half away from the Super Bowl, you haven't settled on the sponsor yet?
I know, it's crazy. Actually, CBS promised that they'd extend their deadline to review the commercial.
At this point, why would a client, other than the fact that you're on radio shows and TV shows and stuff, but no one knows what the client is yet, at this point, why would someone, if I'm running a spot in the commercial for $2 million, why do I say, okay, I'm going to let you propose to your girlfriend? What's in it for me as the advertiser?
Well, it's a tiny bit out of my expertise, but what I've heard from people, what the advertisers seem to really like is just the idea that they'd get a whole lot more exposure than just the Super Bowl, just the spot itself. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of them have an idea that this is going to be something that's really fun and something unique and something that people will remember for longer than
Can you tell us the sponsors that you're talking to, without giving a divulging their names, are they major sponsors? Would we know their products?
Yeah, they're all like Fortune 500 companies that advertise on television and stuff. So
when are you going to make your decision? I mean, is this your decision, JP? As far as
not really anymore. So actually, when I had the website back in November, this guy named Joe Morin, who runs a company called StoryBids, contacted me, and he basically kind of took over the project and said, like, I can make this really happen. And I said, if you could make it really happen, go for it. If you think, and he just knew all these people in the media world and in the, the world of big business. And so, now it's coming down to the wire.
And you've managed,
he really came through.
You've managed to keep this a secret from your gal.
Yeah.
Wow. And you've got it all.
Jesus.
Now, as far as the logistics of the commercial itself, you said people are bidding on it, but the way this is going to be done, that's all been worked out already, right? The actual logistics of the spot?
I filmed one ad, with one of the advertisers. So if they're the ones who are not doing it, then I'll just...
Why do I think you're pulling a fast one? You've already filmed the ad, and now you got a bidding war. Does this have the potential to maybe blow up in everybody's face?
I suppose it could. I mean, at this point,
yeah, really?
It could.
Okay. Sounds like, I mean, you're saying you already filmed it with one of the advertisers, and now you have a bidding war. Sounds like somebody might be getting pissed off here.
I wouldn't be surprised. Luckily, thank God, I'm not on the business side of any of this.
If I was Orville Redenbacher and you had already cut my commercial, I would be pissed that you're out trying to shop at the Clorox.
I would be furious.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you on that side of things.
Come on, JP. Come on, you're being a little too cute
come
with
on.
This. You know exactly what's going
you
on.
You got one in the bank already.
Well,
and
I think that, from my understanding from talking to Joe at StoryBids was just that he is trying to find a deal that's going to be the best.
I have a question for you, JP. Joe from StoryBids, is he comfortable? Is he comfortable with that bus running over him?
With the bus running over him?
I'm just kidding.
With you throwing him under the bus.
Joe from StoryBids, is there a potential, because I read the whole thing that you're going to do, said you were going to propose And then in order for people to see the response, they would have to go to a website like YouTube to see the results. Is there any chance that you would propose during the game and then there would be another commercial with the response?
No one's talked about that to date.
All right,
here's
a question, JP. Do you stand to profit in any way besides emotionally? Do you stand to profit in any way from this commercial?
Actually, so it's interesting. The advertisers who are interested made me sign something saying that I promise not to profit at all from any of this.
Wow.
So, yeah.
All right, well, then the last thing I got to say to you, sir, and I say this with respect, is that every time I have seen some schmuck propose to his girlfriend at a ball game, I have always said that is a sign that that relationship is going to fail.
Is doomed.
Aww.
Whether you see it up on the scoreboard, or you see the guy in the stands drop to one knee, or even that guy in the Boise State game, after they won that bowl game when he proposed to his girlfriend, I turned to my girlfriend and I said, they're going to be divorced in a year.
What is wonderful about this, and
just because it's the jinx,
right?
It's the sports jinx. Wow. You are rolling the dice here, my friend.
A buddy of mine that I saw over the summer at my niece's wedding actually did the deal where it was up on the screen at the ball game.
Are they divorced now?
Yeah, but let me tell you why they're not divorced.
Why?
She went out to get beer when they put it up. She went out to get beer and she never saw it. And that's the same question I would have for you. You know, you're shooting this thing, you're shooting the actual proposal, but what are you doing to ensure that she will see this when it comes on TV? Because that's got to be tricky.
We have one of those, like, TiVo-type things where you can pause it. So we could always do that if we had to.
There you go, okay. TiVo. That solves the problem.
All right, without giving away anything else, whichever sponsor you decide going with, do you know approximately when in the broadcast?
CBS told us the only ad space they had left was in the fourth quarter.
Wow. In the fourth quarter, you have already filmed the ad with one sponsor, but now there is a bidding war with another sponsor, and this guy, Joe, is apparently making this little deal. When did this other sponsor enter into this? Did somebody throw a whole bunch more money at this thing?
I don't know how much more money or exactly when, but it's sometime in the last 3 weeks.
Are you aware of the divorce rate in America?
I am, but I'm confident of beating the odds. You guys, you should meet my girlfriend. She's amazing. You'll be blown away.
Well, I'm sure we would, but through all this, it seems to me that has the commercialism of all this and the money, you say there's
it
a bidding
has,
war,
yeah, it
has
wears
it kind
on
of
me.
Tainted the yeah, the,
yeah.
the whole
you
proposal?
Said taint, Mike.
Taint, yeah.
It does.
Taint.
It does. Well, you know, and when I came up with the idea, I think there was definitely a bit of a, you know, this plan like, oh, I'm going to show it to my girlfriend at the end, and it'll be kind of like something funny and cute. Like, look what I tried to do for you, honey. But, of course, you know, no reasonable person could expect that would actually work. And
well,
so now that it's coming to fruition, but it's amazing. But, it's such an incredible opportunity to share something.
JP, is your girlfriend named George?
Is she named... Sorry?
George. Is she named George?
George?
Is she named Melvin? Is she...
I can't tell you her name, but no, it's a girl's name.
Okay, all right, I was okay. Right. So it is a girl.
Hey, that would be a great wrinkle.
That would be awesome. Terrific.
That would be
a wrinkle.
Truly, truly. So you're having a Super Bowl party that's already been sponsored? Is that how that you're setting this up? I mean, it says
I don't know. At this point, I think we're just. I don't know.
You're a week
sure,
and a half away from the game.
He has no idea.
Doesn't know.
You don't have a clue because you have all these things that you're offering for sale. Hotel accommodations. What are you looking? I mean, I see this at the end of this.
From StoryBids.
StoryBids.
Again,
yes.
That's the
great
company.
Evil man that's like running this whole thing.
And it's really JP. Have you thought about this?
Well, he's not evil. You guys.
Hold on. I'm sure he's making a few bucks on this deal.
Oh, yeah. He's making money on it.
Your guy.
Yeah, yeah. He's making a lot of money on it.
Sure. And so,
but he's not evil. I mean, this guy, he's amazing.
So the only thing that's in it for you is the girl. Can I tell you something?
That is the case.
Can I tell you something as a man who's been in love and is currently in love?
Yes.
And I mean this really. They're all the same. Eventually, no matter how great she is, you're going to get sick of her. I mean, you'll learn to love her,
right.
I hope, and stay with her. But eventually, you'll get sick of her.
You'll try.
I know, we've
her.
Been together for quite a while.
How long have you been together, JP?
So I've been telling people more than 2 years. But
that's right, because you don't want to really.
But it's a long time.
Is there any chance she'll say no?
We can hope.
I don't think so. But I know you guys have your fingers.
This commercial is going to be an albatross that you carry around your neck, a gigantic.
I think that in this day and age of modern commercials, they do take a bit of time to make the Super Bowl quality ads.
My God, I feel your relationship is going to be like Trista on The Bachelor. What was her name?
One of those Trista.
Trista, yeah. Those people that get married on TV, then they get divorced one day later.
You know, and a marriage, really, I think when it comes right down to it, and I've been married twice, and I think it may come down to, thank you, Rob, it may come down to loyalty, and it sounds to me like you're not even able to show loyalty to that original sponsor.
Well,
excellent point,
I don't have
Mike.
A good answer.
I don't think you do.
No,
well,
no.
JP, regardless of how we may sound at this point, we are on your side.
Oh, absolutely. I really do hope that they make the commercial and that it airs on the Super Bowl.
And you're going to be jammed up. We'd like to talk to you after the Super Bowl, if you don't mind, once we know who the sponsor is and once we see you and you know, go to YouTube and everything else.
Okay.
Is it looking like YouTube will be the website where people are going to go to see your response?
I think someone... Gosh, I want to say AOL video and someone named Slingbox.
See, dude, here's the pressure you're facing with, and you got to think about this with the woman, that you are going to get a ton of publicity for this, and then, God forbid, when it ends, you've got that videotape, and you're going to be the punchline on every newscast in America. It's going to be, and do you remember the guy that proposed at the Super Bowl?
The pressure's on. You really can't bail out of
guess
this marriage.
What?
Don't screw up.
He was found with an axe in his forehead this morning. You know.
I hope that doesn't happen to you, JP.
Well, thank you.
How much?
A lot of pressure, sir.
Do you have any idea the cost of getting product placement in this ad? Because obviously you're still selling this.
I believe Joe is selling it based on like how many people watch the video.
Right.
So it's like a variable cost thing.
I tell you what, I wish I was the guy selling you the commercial, goodness sakes, because...
It really sounds like a Dennis Murphy deal.
Do you have any representation at all, JP?
Do you have a good lawyer? Do you seriously have a good lawyer?
Joe called me yesterday, and he's like, JP, we need to get you a lawyer, and we need to get you an agent. And I was like, what? An agent? What are you talking about? Like, I'm not going to be in other stuff, am I?
All right,
and he's like, you don't know.
Tell us just a little bit about this friend, Joe.
Sure.
What's he all about?
How'd you
meet him? He's a very, very nice guy. I think from the beginning.
Has he ever been incarcerated?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Not to my knowledge, anyway.
That's not always a bad thing, Mike.
No, not always. No.
Builds character.
Meaningless, really.
But, he approached me, and from the beginning, he's always tried to look out for me and for how the ad looks, and my girlfriend, too.
JP, I'm sorry. I just get the feeling you got a giant kick me sign on your back,
I'm
dude.
Scared for you.
I'm worried about this.
But
we're rooting for you.
I mean, we'd love to see it on TV. We'd love to say, hey, that's the guy we talked to.
Yeah, we know him.
I'm just worried the whole thing. I mean, it seems like you don't have a lot of the information.
Yeah, you know, I am more of a secondary source.
You're not secondary.
You're the guy.
You're the main man.
You're the guy getting married to the Super Bowl.
Here, let me give you an example. So they sent me an email, and it's got a list of all the radio stations and TV stations and shows and, you know, press that wants to talk to it. Right. If it's like 300 people long.
Right.
So there's no way, I mean, there's no way I can process all this stuff and do my job and, you know, go home and watch movies with my girlfriend at night. So,
all right, well, listen,
so I'm really not, I'm not as involved as maybe I should be.
I tell you, it makes me want to root for you even more
me
now.
Me too.
It really, really does.
We wish you good luck, JP. we'll watch the game, of course. Watch for your commercial.
Sure like to talk to that Joe Bitz.
Yeah, you should talk to Joe. He's a terrific guy.
Yeah.
You'll really like him. Yeah. I think he's just great.
Hi, how are you? I'm Joe Bitz.
Don't worry about the money.
His last name is Morin.
The kid is going to be fine.
I'll tell you something. It's a win-win. I got a guy. He don't want no money.
You guys want to hear something funny?
Yes.
One of the people who contacted us, one of the people who wanted to be one of the advertisers was KFC.
That's great.
Now, what's wrong with that?
What's funny about that? That's fantastic.
Well, Joe was kind of like, KFC, no, I don't think so.
So you're able to pick and choose at that level. And let me tell you, if you're picking and choosing at that level, you're doing all right.
You mean that your guy thought that KFC's pockets weren't deep enough?
I think he just thought that the ad would be really cheesy with them.
Well, the thing is, I mean, you can make anything romantic.
Right.
You know, it's like you over a bucket of chicken.
I think chicken is very romantic.
Oh, this is too funny. You are too real. This is too funny. Right now, it's a week and a half away from the Super Bowl, and you don't even know what the ad's going to be yet.
I know. Well, actually, so the one advertiser flew someone into my hometown yesterday just to show us the ad. You know, it was like
Do you like the ad? Will we be emotional if we see the ad as it's done right now?
You know, the ad that I saw, I thought, look, I don't know. Watching yourself on TV, it's so weird. You know, your voice sounds different than you think it will, and
he's uncomfortable with this.
Yeah, you still can't believe that it's you. But
how did you like it?
I thought it was pretty. It looked really good. You know, it was very. I thought it was very, very tasteful and fun. So,
I'm amazed you can get it. I really am.
I hope. But aren't you rooting for him now?
Yes.
I don't know why I am.
In the worst
I am.
Way now, I am.
I just want to see this ad. This is now becoming more important than the game to me.
JP,
oh, no.
Good luck. Hold on. We got a break here. Hold on a second. And one of our lackeys needs to talk to you.
Yeah. We need to make. Please, JP, you're going to have a lot of people trying to get their hooks into you. But we like you, and we'd like to maintain some contact here.
Oh, well, thank you. That's right. Very sweet.
Thank you.
All right.
Luck.
Very sweet.
Very now, that sounded a little gay.
That's
to me,
why
JP.
I asked you about the name George.
I promise it's a girl.
We just don't want you to get hurt.
All right. Be a dear. Be a love. And hold on a second, please.
Okay. Hold on, sweetheart.
Good talking to you, honey. All right.
I predict a lifetime of happiness for Joe.
Yeah, Joe Bitz, who seriously is set for life because he met this guy.
Right. All right, well, let's hold on to that guy until
fantastic.
The day after the Super Bowl. When we come back from the Washington Post, Mark Fisher, the guy we were talking about this time yesterday, has written a book about the underbelly of radio.
Very good.
And we'll find out everything wrong with our medium when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.